This is Dan Sheridan with CrossHandThrone.com. We are studying Paul's letter to the Romans. We are in chapter 5. We have seen that we have a hope before us, and this hope is the blessed hope of resurrection or seeing the Lord when he returns without dying. Either way, this is a sure hope. God has given us his Spirit as a guarantee of that hope in our new resurrection bodies to come. Notice that there is no mention of God's Spirit until Romans 5, verse 5. In other words, in Paul's whole teaching concerning justification in Romans 1 through 4, the Spirit is not mentioned. Now, why is that? Because God would not have us look within for any feelings concerning justification. We look outside ourselves for justification. Then, once we are relying on the finished work of Christ alone, not what we think or feel about it, which is outside of us, not any work of God in us, then and only then can we look for God's work within us, comforting us in view of our hope to come. Justification is based on the facts of the finished work of Christ, not on our feelings. And then Paul continues in Romans 5, 9 through 11. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Paul in verse 9 says, much more then. In other words, if we are now justified by his blood, it is all the more certain that we will never go through the day of wrath to come. Remember, our tribulations we go through now are not God's wrath. Since Christ endured so much for us when we were God's enemies, will we go through the wrath of God to come now that we are his children? When you see the word blood, you think of a violent death. People can die without bleeding, but Christ went through horrible agony for us, and thus we will never go through any of God's wrath. The Bible says the soul of all flesh is the blood, and Christ went through agony for us. Now this wrath includes the wrath of the law and the coming day of wrath, and I believe this wrath is referring to the coming great tribulation. The body of Christ will not go through that event. Paul continues in verse 10, for if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Enemies. We were without strength, sinners, and now enemies. What a condition. Notice the word when. God did not wait till we became his friends or became strong enough or stopped sinning to justify us. It was when we were without strength. It was while we were yet sinners. It was when we were enemies. And later it is where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. Notice the words when, while, when, where. There is no self-improvement program before God saves us. If we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more we shall be saved from the coming wrath through his life. We live because he lives. And if that were not enough, we also boast about God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. In 16:11, the word atonement meant at-one-ment or reconciliation. God is in a friendship mode with us. He loves us and sent his Son to bring us to himself. So we boast in the coming glory, we boast in our tribulations, and we boast in God himself. Those who believe the scriptures and this great teaching of Paul imitate the psalmist who said, "In God we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever." Selah. Selah means to pause and reflect, and we do well to pause and reflect on this great teaching of Romans 1 through 5:11. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.